Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Gil McDougald. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Elston Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Don Larson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Phillips. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Woods-Hick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Woods-Hick. And now, play ball. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mantle moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle who is chasing the ball. Skowron reaches third base with a triple. Mantle scores. Berra goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Yankees. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods-Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Larson reaches second base with a double. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards first. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Vera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mantle, who is chasing the ball. Bowling reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Maxwell. Carey moves to third. Mantle moves to second. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berra strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carey scores. Mantle moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Yankees. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDougald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mantle scores. It's 4-0, Yankees. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Small pinch hits for Hal Woods-Hick. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene bunts in front of the plate. Berra catches it and throws to first to double up Small. Two outs. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Bunning now pitching. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Larson strikes out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kaline for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berra hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Yankees. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Skourin hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McDougald hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. McDougald reaches second base with a double. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. Lau strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard is called out on strikes. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Larson hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards first. Skourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mantle strikes out. 1 out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Berra hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin misplays the ball. That's an error on Martin. Kaline moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 2 in the game. Lau hits a pop-up towards short. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McDougald is called out on strikes. 1 out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is hit by the pitch. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bilardi moves to third. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Bilardi scores. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Yankees. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Walt Masterson now pitching. Don Larsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larsen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Larsen strikes out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-4 in the game. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Carey hits a line drive towards short. Keene reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mantle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larsen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.